Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here having another wonderful program. I'm going to be doing some healings. If you'd like to call in, please do so, or just go to the BBS Bass chat. So let's first energize the light beam. So if you wish, go down on your monitor screen if you're on the Creation Lightship healing page on BBS Radio. Just scroll down. And a little bit over an inch, you're going to see a light beam there, so bring that up. And we'll bring in today the non-gender light beams. And here they come. And you're going to see the picture physically change, so stronger. May get more radiant, may change colors on you, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll bring in some peace energy through them. So here we go. So here comes the peace energy. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Uh-oh, I'm yawning. Boy, somebody out there has problems. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see why we're bringing in peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll do a emotional body clearing right now, going back the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Oh boy, 2 days cleared. Coming up through has troubles 2 days ago. Yesterday cleared and today cleared again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Oh, I'm yawning again. Oh, boy. Yesterday cleared, today cleared. Let's do a trauma body clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you tonight. And I see there's quite a few people coming on to the fast chat already, so hi, everyone. And if you'd like to call, I'm going to give the call-in number. I believe it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and you're welcome to call in if you have a question or request for Ron. And we've got some really exciting things to go over about the new web pages, so that'll be happening a little bit later on. And we'll also take fast chat questions and requests, so if that's the way you'd like to communicate, you can just type in that way. I see Marie is talking about the earthquake, and I'm wondering, Ron, if that may be what you were picking up with people having trauma.
Yeah, it could be very possibly. You know, people could be actually sensing the energies before it happened. The traumas that the planet Earth experiences like this is not induced by the spirit, okay, of the planet. Remember, the spirit controls the energy, or supposed to control the energy, much like your spirit is supposed to, you know, control your body. But because of alien, you know, intervention, things happen to cause trauma. So naturally, when the Earth has trauma, it gets transmitted to the Earth spirit, because remember, the Earth spirit, much like your own spirit, only knows about love energy, and it will never sabotage itself. Because it lives in light. And so when anything happens to it externally, which is what probably happened during these earthquakes here, you know, the dark side came in to cause this havoc. Whatever, you know, happened, it happened. And, you know, a lot of people go through, I guess, the dying process, or the death is actually the easy part. It's the people that are not killed, who are suffering or mourning losses of loved ones. That's what the dark side likes to have happen, because at that point they can live on that emotional energy for a long time. So there's no such thing as a natural disaster. It's all dark side energies coming to this planet, causing the negative energies to happen. So they bring it here, and this is what happens. It's the same as, you know, tremendous rainfall. It's the same as, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, anything that is not going to be beneficial to the Earth spirit. Remember, the Earth spirit does not wish to kill anything. So if anything that is overly done, let's just say about floods or something, it doesn't want to kill the life that's on the planet here because of a flood. You know, most, say, animals will recognize that, and they will physically move and relocate, you know, because they'll kind of get a clue of what's happening. But when things happen instantly, like torrential rainfalls and things, that's not a normal process of the Earth spirit, because it never wants to kill anything or harm anything. So that's just the way it is. It's a dark side intervention coming in to cause suffering. And so that's probably what maybe I was picking up. Some people, bodies actually are tuned to resonate to the Earth, and they may actually sense things happening to their body before, you know, something happens. I've heard of people who have this experience whenever an earthquake happens, and so since they're sensitive, what they have actually done is like map out on their body what part of the Earth it is, so they actually know, like if their shoulder starts to twitch or something or has pain, and if they know that particular side, that shoulder resonates to a certain country. And so some people actually have mapped out their physical body as to where things will occur, and they may start to feel the energy as it's building days before that event. And then there are people who are quote-unquote psychic who can actually sense the dark side script of what they're planning to do also, and you know, get that information. So back to you, Sylvia.
The other thing I was wondering then also, it seems like the emotional trauma somehow goes maybe through, you know, people pick up on it, people that are sensitive, or maybe it goes through the, you know, collective unconscious that we have here of people, you know, being linked together somehow.
That's universal mind of the darkness, yes. So that's what it is. And then you have people that whose bodies have lived through, or maybe were had problems with earthquakes, and then that's naturally passed on to you and your genetics. And so, let's just say 3,000 years ago, there's an earthquake, and one of your relatives was living, and they kind of felt the tremors happening, and then something happened, and maybe one of their family members, you know, died. Maybe a large stone or something, you know, fell on top of them, or a building collapsed, okay, or structure collapsed or something. And from that, you may have that stored inside of you as you maybe physically saw that in that lifetime. Remember, that lifetime is with you right now. So once you start feeling that earth shake a little bit, or you're connected to collective consciousness through the thoughts, remember, the thoughts of the darkness, then other people pick it up, and that gets transmitted to you, and all of a sudden you start worrying about earthquakes. Because you have that resonance built inside of you, that wavelength, that, say, particular radio station will say, for earthquakes, and all of a sudden you're listening most of the time, nothing happens, and all of a sudden now it gets transmitted to you and you start having problems. So that happens a lot with people because they become resonant to an event, and that could be through other people, either suffering it or knowing about it, and then they transmit it to other ones. So that's your collective consciousness, universal mind of the darkness. Remember, that's all stuff put in time. So anything in time is darkness. The light only works in the now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Heal on the fast chat. saying, very interesting, how can we develop that propriety?
Well, I don't know if I'd want to really personally do that. You could ask your spirit to become more sensitive, or mainly your body, because maybe your body you can talk to. But, you know, I personally would not wish to be connected to any of the earth traumas. You know, it might be good to know if something's going to happen in your area if you wish to leave. For myself, it doesn't matter. I don't, it wouldn't matter here for myself if Mount Shasta went off, you know, as a volcano in 2 minutes. I would just look at it and say, I'm leaving, goodbye, you know. But some people are more concerned about their life and living for a long time, and they may want to know about the information, get a heads up on it. Myself, I might want to leave too, but, you know, I just see it as a way to get out of here. So I don't, death does not bother me whatsoever. But back to you, Sylvia. But yeah, I would not recommend, you know, you could ask your body if you wish to have that information. But I personally would not want to have it, because you may start feeling more stuff, and that could be a very negative situation for you, as your body, you know, does a rock and roll or emotional upset with the events come happening. So I think I heard a beep there. Do we have a caller online?
Yes, you do, Ron. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. I can't get on the show, so I figured I'll call in, since that's the only way I could at least hear what's going on a little bit. I have a question. I think, gout in my feet. Is that something to do with the alien parasites that I need to store waste products? Is that what I'm dealing with?
More than likely, I would say that would be a really good observation, and probably yes. Uh-huh. Anything that's a collection of something could be that. Sometimes what you can do is actually start to work with your feet, or maybe someplace on your body where it's maybe swollen or something, and just start to work it out, in a sense. And what you might find is all of a sudden it might become painful. And when it comes painful, if you squeeze it, okay, a little bit, I guess the old story is you go to the doctor, you know, and you say, oh, I think I got a broken finger. So the doctor looks at it, and then he squeezes it, and you jump out of your skin, we'll say, and you feel like hitting the person because they hurt you more. And they go, yeah, I think you have a broken bone there, a broken finger, you know. You know, it's like one of those things. But with these alien energies, okay, if you squeeze it and you feel a little pain and you work on it a little bit harder, squeezing it harder, you might find your body jump. Okay, now that's a good sign. If your body jumps, one of those suckers left you, okay? So, you know, you don't want to bruise yourself naturally. But just by doing that, you're actually squeezing this life form's energy where it's in your body, and you might actually find your body shrinking, or the swelling may go down instantly as this life form, or maybe it and all of its family members and brothers and sisters, you know, and aunts and uncles and relatives leave you. So you might give that a try, okay?
Yeah, even pimples are probably all alien life forms probably that are forming inside your skin.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I have a funny feeling now that everything has sort of shifted. I'm thinking of things so totally different from what I used to believe.
Yeah, once you know about those clearings and have some, you know, it definitely puts a new light on life down here. At first, people don't really understand it. And they think that, well, this is really weird. But then when you have one of these 8-hour conference calls and you feel so much better afterwards, and all that we're doing is taking off these alien life forms, you know, that's the reason why you're on the call, because you're in quarantine. Then all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel better. There must be something to this, you know. Like I said, the proof is in the pudding, you know.
Well, it's like what happened with my son. He had all this pus that developed, and it was surrounded his heart. So I know that was part of the process. So the next level, after I do this gout thing with the alien parasite page, I believe I should do the body rejuvenation and maybe even the harmonic frequency as well. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, very good. Has he had the death barcode one yet?
Oh, I did that a long time ago when you first came up with that one.
Yeah, but okay. So, yeah, that's what I would probably do.
Can I ask one more question, if you don't mind my asking? This is stuff for children in general. You know the autism that people have out there for the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a hint of what I should do for my nephew, because his birthday just passed? Instead of getting him a toy, I wanted to do some clearings for him. He has speech problems. He doesn't really have, officially, he's not autistic, but he's got speech problems, and all his brothers and sisters as well had the same situation. So what am I dealing with when it comes to that kind of
Well, they all have it.
At least when they were little, they did.
Yeah. It's probably more genetic, unless they're all having
the toxins. I have a feeling, because they all have parents that my brother has asthma, and they probably take all kinds of meds and steroids and all that. So I'm assuming that that's the commonality, especially nowadays. People are saying a lot of kids are autistic, supposedly. So I'm assuming that all these parents probably have a lot of toxins and alien parasites inside them, affecting the kids, you know, neurological systems and all that.
Yeah, that sounds good. I saw someplace maybe 6 months ago that Oregon has a very, very high percentage of children with that, as compared to normal, whatever that would be. But I don't know if that's indicative of things that's happened on this planet or not. I won't get into that too much. But, what you might do for them is to possibly do the youngest child, okay? And I would probably do like a 7-generational clearing. That way the youngest child will get it, and everybody up from there would also.
But they need the current life first, right? All the emotional and all that stuff first before I can do a 7-generation on any of, even if there's a little one, it still has to go through the emotional first, mental?
Yes, that is correct. The emotional one you want to get cleared off first so that the energies will be able to move much easier through the person.
Okay, then the mental, right? Because this is probably dealing with the mental body as well.
Yeah, mental body would be also a big help, but the emotional one definitely for sure. What I'm finding now is that a lot of people who have the emotional clearing still get stuck in the mental, and they don't understand how these clearings work. They feel better, but they just don't get it because the mind control is so strong. So having the mental clearing will help people understand more and then also be able to release some of that dark energy. So the mental clearing I'm looking at as also a kind of like a prerequisite to the other clearings also, which is what I've always done initially. But not everybody that I've worked with has had the mental, but I'd probably recommend having the mental because you start to understand more and you don't get caught in the mind loops as easily. You know, if you don't have the mental, you're probably going to be in mind loops for sure. So I would get into the mind loop clearing after that if you need that. But just by having the mental clearing, you're able to understand what's happening mentally as far as how these clearings are going to help you. Otherwise, your mind might just say you don't need them, which would be very disconcerting.
But, Ron, with children, they don't have that really. That doesn't get that much in their way, at least as far as if they're under a certain age, correct?
Yes.
The mental body might not get in the way as much.
Yeah, because if they're really young, they really haven't started judging too much. So they'd probably be in pretty good shape as far as having clearings done. And the emotional one would be the main one, and then just go from there.
And
so
probably the feeling and the sensory as well. That would probably be more something the children would need, more so than the mental.
Yes, that is correct, because children feel a lot and sense a lot.
I noticed on your online, you have it highlighted, the pain and the trauma body. Is that also something that you highly recommend? Because I would think that's an important one as well, because if you've been here a long time, you've probably had pain body stuff, definitely, because if you've been anesthetized, you probably wouldn't realize you had pain that's buried, and because you've been anesthetized so many times through all, whatever you go through, they always put anesthesia in you so you don't feel the pain. So there's probably a lot of pain and trauma that's buried from past lives. So is that why it's like highlighted as yellowish or whatever it is, that you really recommend that in addition to the regular emotional and mental?
Yeah, that's correct. And people, a lot of people out there, you know, take drugs to get rid of pain. Or if it's not necessarily physical pain, it could be emotional pain. So, you know, drugs are prescribed quite often to people. And that's probably to get rid of the pain. So, yeah, that would be a good clearing. Remember, if you have anything in your life that caused you pain, it's still sitting with you.
And so that's spirit split. Definitely your spirit split, because that's definitely the reason that it would have split is over pain or trauma.
That's correct.
Your spirit left for that reason. So that would be a major clearing to really do. I would think all of us, I think I need that for myself now that I see how much that I probably have been anesthesia-ized when I was pregnant. So I probably had a lot of pain. I'm probably my spirit left a lot. And I think those are pieces that I probably need to do the trauma as well, even if I don't remember any trauma in this lifetime. I'm sure having been around for that many thousands of years, I must have had trauma and ancestors' traumas, but I know this is only current lifetime we're working on with the current lifetime trauma body, correct?
Yep, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a couple of requests for an entity clearing.
Okay, we'll do that one here. We did it earlier. We'll do it again. No, we didn't do entities. So we will do two different types. I only have one on the website, which is for ghosts. So we're going to do that first here. Remember, these are little critters that hang on to you because they like you. Why do they like you? Maybe you ask them to come in and help you. So you pray to God outside of yourself to bring in energies to you. And everything would be acting as God because they want to come into your body, so you gave them permission. So that's why they came in. And or they came in because you're suffering from something, and they want to deal with that pain because they know the pain and they like the pain, so they want to come to you to enhance your pain, to make it stronger so they can live and get more energy. So here we go, entity clearing. So these are what you basically call ghosts. So go back 5 days. 5 days ago, we'll clear some out of everybody. This I have on the website, and I highly recommend having entity clearings here. Here we go. Okay, 4 days ago cleared. And then we're going to do alien entities. Okay, these are like shapeshifters and things like that that might be also living with you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? What's in your body sharing space with you? What did you invite in? Guess who's coming for dinner? Okay, 3 days ago. Okay, that one pretty quick, 2 days ago. Okay, and yesterday, and today. So you may feel a little more present. Sometimes if you have a physical problem, you may have a lot of relief right now. Remember, they come in because they want to take your energy. And just doing one clearing, you know, once a day, we'll say, will help you out a lot. Doing it once a month or just one time in your life, like I'm doing now here, if you're a first-time listener, it will help you a little bit. But, you know, in a half an hour from now, other ones may come back. The ones we're getting rid of will not come back to you. But remember, this earth is filled full of entities. So let's now, the dark side, make sure of that. So let's now work with alien shapeshifters. Alien entities in your body, on a count of 10 as they get released. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen if you don't have it up. And here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. What's leaving? Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And 10. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get some more out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we can talk about the new clearing of space clearing here, just put up recently here.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. Quickly, before we go into that, though, can you talk a little bit more about what you just did, the second one of the entity clearings with the aliens and what kind of beings that is?
Okay. Remember, the aliens do come into our bodies. You may want to give the word as a shapeshifter. That's one way to look at them. They come in and they can change forms, come into us. Let's just say maybe you think you have this very wonderful spirit with you that maybe jokes inside of your head, feels very comfortable to you, but it's actually an alien entity that's shape-shifting into something that's nice, so you think that what you have with you is a spirit guide. Well, nothing should come into your body except for your own spirit, and they come into your body as a shape-shifter, these alien entities. And they can present themselves in any way that they would like to yourself and also to other people. I remember seeing a show on the History Channel about the octopus, and they said something about that it was the a major shapeshifter, that it could cloak itself and camouflage itself anywhere that it goes to. So that's what these things do, too. So you can have this life form in you that wants to look out of your eyes periodically. When you're not there, it can look out of your eyes. And it wants to maybe share your energy and also live on the planet here. So it's actually using your body. So that's kind of what we call shapeshifters. Another thing is to look at people who maybe turn into, some of the shows now. They turn into vampires. That's getting kind of popular now. You know, all of these things, do that, come into our bodies to change them. So, you just kind of watch your sci-fi movies and just see what's happening. And there's a movie out about that also, about I guess it's vampires or something like that, people that can't live, where there's light out. I forgot what the name of the movie is called, but I know I just saw some previews on it. So, Sylvia, what do you want to do next here?
So I had one question there. So when you do the clearing where you bring any dark side beings to the light that want to go to the light is that different than the one that you just did, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Pretty much the same, okay?
Okay.
These are ones that are living inside of you, okay? The other ones may be living around you, attaching to your energy field, okay? Remember, they could be cording your body. They may not actually be in your physical space, where entities typically are in your body living. They cohabitate with you.
Okay. So I think that someone earlier on the fast chat was asking, I think it was new, if you can do that online. I think that was the question, by paying with PayPal and then just doing the clearing online, or is that something that has to be done through you?
I do have entity clearings online. If you get on there, you could just probably specify that you want to do shapeshifters on it. You could also go to the Alien Attack Removal. But what I would recommend is doing the entities, I'd probably do them daily just to get them out of you. That way, you know, you feel better. Do the emotional clearing and probably get rid of the entities. Remember, wherever you go to, they're going to try to hop into you if you're not fully present in your body. And we know, all know what entities do here. You know, it's a sad state of affairs on this earth as entities are here running people's lives. So to become more conscious of yourself, you want to get rid of the entities so they don't talk to you, so they don't come into your life, so they don't make your body move a certain way, control your body. So the entities are much like the alien life forms, although they're more conscious, and the earth-based ones are ones that have lived here on this planet. And so if you find yourself doing something, maybe you're acting like maybe your parents some ways, sometimes, or maybe you're acting like a relative who passed on, that's because that emotional body very possibly hopped into you, and it knew you, knew your genetics, and it wants to live and not leave. You know, remember, it needs to find a host. So if it knows you as a relative, it'll come into you begging for help. You may not know that, but it'll pop in and has the power to do that and take your body over, and now it can live its life. Maybe the person was 90 years of old who was dying of lung cancer because they were a heavy smoker. Maybe you have never smoked in your life. You go to the doctor and they say, you know, you got a tendency to have lung cancer. You go, I don't smoke. Well, it's because this body, this entity brought to you the energetic field of lung cancer, and now you're dealing with it, and it's manifesting. Remember, everything is energy. And energy starts first, and then from there it manifests into your physical body. So if you have any addictions, this is how what entities do also. You want to get rid of entities for addictions. If you don't get rid of entities and you're addicted to something, you will never get well. You can pay all the money that you want, and if you don't get rid of entities for your particular problem, you will never get well. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'm going to pick up a few more of these questions here from the fast chat. We have Karen asking, how can someone use creation lightship clearings to reduce reliance on medication? And which clearings would you use?
I myself would probably go into maybe the water charging, okay? And you might be able to make the water equivalent to your medication. And that may help you out a little bit as far as making it more body compatible. Then you may be able to get weaned off of it somewhat. So I guess what you're saying is people who take a lot of medication, how do they get off of it? What clearing to do? That's kind of another question. Let's see here. You first want to find out probably about the compulsive addictive tendencies of that, okay? So we do have a extreme anxiety clearing on there. That might even help you with that, okay? Maybe the anxiety that you're having is about taking this particular product, okay? Not knowing it, but that clearing might even help you. You might go on to the Alien Attack page. That's only $30 a month, and get on there and type in that particular product and just see if it's going to be helping you or not. And maybe it's also has alien energies attached to it as you're taking it. So by getting rid of the alien energies, you might be getting weaned off of it also. Remember, everything out here is controlled by mind energy, and that's controlled by the alien. So this is why you want to become heart-centered in the present moment. I hope that helps somewhat.
Okay, great. We have a question from from Alexander next. What happens to a spirit that had lived a whole life of autism after death?
Okay, the dark side will dust it off when it goes to the light of the darkness, which we'll call the other side. And from there, it will heal the spirit so that it does not normally have autism, okay? Now, it's possible that it may want to have that in the next lifetime because the dark side wants to now create more suffering to the parent. So it'll come in unhealed and have that tendency of energy to give the child. That's the sad thing. the spirit actually, you know, has to go through, you know, a deprogramming process of all the judgments of everything that's happened to it, including the way the physical body functions. And this is what the dark side does, because remember, a spirit that comes here, if it's not cleaned off to get full life force energy, then the dark side really cannot live on it. But they could cause the body to be deformed or something a little bit to cause the parents emotional distress. And that way, they'll cause problems to the child and also to the parents, maybe all the family members. So instead of getting one person with the problem, now you might have maybe 10 people having it. And the dark side just lives out that energy because you're being tortured.
Okay, and we have Heal asking, she says, we know from Chinese medicine the five elements. Can we use the cycles, or are they determined by the dark energies?
Well, they're in time, so they probably are determined by the dark energies. It's a good question. You might just try to eliminate one of those energy fields and just see what happens. Remember, a lot of people who do healings do use those energies. So you might just try it and just eliminate one of them and just see what happens. See if your body balances out differently. Remember, it's like an addictive type thing. People have asked me, and I'll be stepping on lots of toes right now, so you might want to... you know.
Put your slippers on.
Back here. You've asked me in the past. No, I'm a Reiki master, or I'm taking Reiki, or I'm like, took all these classes, spent lots of money, and I train people. And you talk about symbols and signs. So I am using symbols and signs for my healing. Now, is that dark side energy? Well, opening up the can of worms, well, where did the energy come from initially? So Dr. Yasui, supposedly, for what I understand, don't quote me on this here, but for what I understand, he somehow went out on a quest. I don't know if he didn't eat for 20 days or something like that, but my understanding is that whatever happened to him on the very last day when he's going to give up, with his quest, maybe asking about healing properties, he got the answer, and he got these symbols. So, did the symbols come from his spirit? Well, the spirit works in the now, okay? And your spirit does not use anything but light to heal with. So your spirit probably will not give you symbols. It'll use divine energy of light. So, where did he get those symbols from? From universal mind, I would think. Collective consciousness, you could call it God energy, okay, which is what I refer to by the darkness, okay, the alien energy. So he got transmitted these symbols, and naturally I've always said that the dark side can heal like the light can, and maybe even quicker and faster because they gave you the problem. They know the formula to undo what they gave you. So you have to really understand that. And so there's tons of people out there. Maybe in the last, it's going on quite a while. I think Reiki became popular in the probably the early 80s. So right away we got probably maybe 25, 30 years of Reiki practitioners out there. And I think they maybe changed it over to the word to make it more medically acceptable in hospitals as touch for health. So are you doing those symbols? Well, what's behind the symbol? I know they have different names to them, and I have seen a lot of practitioners, you know, moving their hands around and chanting different the names of the symbols and then doing energy transmissions, either it's laying on hands or just, you know, transmissions through the ethers as far as a, you know, absentee, a remote healing, or just working with somebody without touching them. So... what are they doing? Where do those symbols come from? Well, the light does not use symbols, okay? The closest symbol that would be used as far as a symbol would probably be the Star of David, which is the energetic symbol to what's inside of you as far as your true spiritual energy. But anything other than that, you know, is probably an ET symbol. And how is it connected to you, and what's it being used for? Remember, if, you know, you have to get tagged. This is why we have on the website the natal chart clearing. So that's kind of, in a sense, a symbol, right? You write a letter A, isn't that a symbol? Okay, and letter B and C, and numbers are symbols. To us, it's, you know, numerical symbols, and we have the alphabet, but there's still a symbol. And that's how the dark side connects to you, is through the symbols that you use. So I hope that maybe clarifies that for some people. I'm sure I'll get questions all the time now about, you know, did I cause people harm by doing this? I would say yes. People aren't going to like to hear that, because you probably hooked them up to the dark side because of using a symbol. But the symbol does not use light. You know, light is light. They don't use something to be the medium for that, because light is light. So anyway, got off on a tangent slightly there, and I'm sure that some people are not liking what I'm saying, but do listen to the archive again. You know, just know the light uses light, doesn't use anything else but that. And it's instantaneous when the light works with you. It doesn't judge anything. So a symbol could have judgment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we'll take one or two quick questions, and then we're going to hop over to the Creation Lightship web page for the new clearing. So we have Alexander on the fast chat saying an EMF clearing would be very much appreciated as well. They're killing me.
Okay, EMF, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can do a clearing for your room here right now. So we'll count to 10, have a light beam up on your monitor screen. Now, there's different types of EMFs. There's ones that from cell phone towers. You actually have EMF being radiated from your electrical wiring in your house. There's, you know, radio transmissions. You know, in the old days, people didn't really understand it too much, but, you know, we heard all heard about, like, the CB radios that truck drivers use. Well, that's transmitting energies. So I think most people years ago just thought about a radio station and TV station, and there wasn't much else out there. And then maybe they heard about the CB radio people, you know, talking. And now we have cell phones, an extension kind of that. And all those waves are going through you. Is it hurting your body? I'm sure that it is. If you've ever been through a city or a town or a special location, or even if you just go up to the mountains where there's no power, your body feels so much better. So next time you have a power outage in your particular town, if that happens to you, get in your car and drive around. Drive around those streets and just see how great it feels. So, and that's because the 60 cycle energy from the power poles and stuff are not transmitting energy to you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sit there for maybe a half a minute. I'll just give everybody some silence. And just try to tune in to the energy around yourself and just see how you feel. You should feel a little more separated. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Sylvia.
So you were talking about the healings, and we have a question pertaining to that. And the question is, what if you do divine light healings?
Okay. I'll answer that maybe a little differently. If you're using mind energy at all to connect to divine light, then that's the darkness energy. That's the light of the darkness. You would have to do a healing. What you'd want to do is to command your spirit to do a healing on somebody else, okay? So saying that a different way, your spirit knows perfection of what it is. Now, your own spirit may not be fully complete in its healing abilities because of being in darkness for so long. But it does know about light. That's all that it knows about. It doesn't necessarily know that it's missing part of itself, okay? Now, what happens is that your spirit can empower another person's spirit of light. So I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to go into the body of somebody with your spirit to do a healing. I'm just saying that your spirit will do an energetic transfer of what it knows of light, and then that's going to empower the other person's spirit to help the body in the healing process. Maybe it's a little deficient in light, and so by doing that, it will help that other person. And then from there, that's how light healing works. It's light to light. So I hope I kind of I hope that answered the question. Okay. So when you use the mind energy, then you're using time energy to work with. Remember, mind and time are the same thing, and that's controlling energies by the planets, by the aliens, whatever you want to call it out there. But it's not in the light, because the light has no predictions, and in time, you have all these things, so this is how you have to look at it. And for the first-time listeners, you got to remember that if you got a piece of paper out, the left side you put everything that deals with non-light. In fact, we have that on the website on one of the pages. You might know where it is, Sylvia. We have a page where it defines light and non-light, light and darkness, and you can look at it and read it. It's very interesting. But the light's only in the now. That's all you have to know. And the light is love energy. Anything that's not in the now cannot be of the light because it's in judgment. And that's the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia, and I hope I answer that question okay for everybody. Because people say, how do I do healings? Well, I personally would not recommend healings to be a healer because your physical body will almost always take on the energy. Now, if you have your spirit do it, that's a different story. Now, can your spirit take on the illness of the other spirit? That might be possible, okay? I'd have to really look at that to find out. If it's transferring pure light, then maybe not. That's the kind of worms that I have to really look at closely. For myself, I get cleared out when I do these healings. You know, whatever I do, it goes through my body. And so I'm a little different. To a regular person, are you going to be able to get recharged up enough to get more spirit energy? Yeah, if you get more in your body. So if you're already going to do a healing, make sure you're in your body more, you know, as much as you can be. Do your life force energy clearing, you know, healing. I now increase my life force energy. So I guess we can move on. We only got like 5 minutes left, I think, if that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to take everyone over, if you are able to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you notice on the left side of the homepage, there's the menu selections that run down the left side of the page. And there's a section under the emergency healing. There's a new section called the light infusion healing. And it has about four choices in that section. It's got the auric field protection, the body system rejuvenation, body rejuvenation, harmonic frequency healing, and now it's got the new space clearing. So it's a wonderful, wonderful section, a great new clearing that Ron's just put up this week. And so if you'd like to look with me, you can go. But if not, don't worry. I'm going to read you some of the choices on there that you can take advantage of. So in a space clearing, once you've got that clearing, and I believe it's something like $30 for the whole month, or you can do $10 a week, something like that. So you you log on to it, and then you simply select, first of all, whether or not the energy that you're wanting to clear from your space is maybe coming from an on-planet source or off-planet. So an example of on-planet would be like an Earth-based entity. An example of an off-planet would be like some type of alien transmission. So you select one of those, and then you choose the type of space clearing. And this is amazing. There, when you go to the drop-down menu, there's probably about 20 different things that you can choose from. You can, I'll give you some examples. Stargate clearing, vortex clearing, planets, stars, parallel universe, black holes, wormholes, parallel lifetime, tracking device, energetic camera device, energetic listening device, mind control transmissions, multidimensional energies, time warp, alien life forms, earth entities and ghosts, prehistoric animals, ceremonial energies, burial ground energies, mice, rats, ants, pests, unknown. So you have a wide, radio waves, portal clearing. So you have a wide variety of things. There are suggested things that you can use. Or if you have something other than one of those, you can just type it in. Like you could type in EMF, for example, which is actually one of the listings. So, but if you could think of something that wasn't listed, you could just enter it in there. And then from there, you select a specific location that could be having that energy in it. For example, the kitchen, dining room, bathrooms, master bedroom, closets, basement, laundry room, garage, a car, your workplace, your office, subway, a bus, taxi, plane, walkway. And here's some really interesting ones. Religious icons, pictures, figures, statues, sacred texts, sacred books. So you see there's a really large variety of things that you could select that might be holding that energy. So once you do that, then you select the amount of time that you want to have that session. I think the default is something like 30 minutes, but you can select up to, I believe, 480 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, which I believe is like an 8-hour session. So you can type that in and just let it run. And let's see, now you can just go below there and you can select your healer, which is very great. You can select the picture of the light being, the ship insignia. There's Mother Mary, Jesus, Krishna, there's Saint Germain, there's a beautiful Star of Bethlehem picture there now. So the light ship will use that picture to bring its energy through for that particular healing. And you can have that up. You can even take that into your bedroom with you while you're sleeping if you like, to have that working in that room specifically. So there's just so many things that you can do. So Ron, anything that you want to talk about, any one of those specific types of energies that I mentioned that you want to bring up something about?
Yeah, we have some of the like rats on there and you know, different things like that, ants. What happens is that sometimes the darkness needs something to interface their energy to you. A lot of times it's just people. They'll have people go off in your face or something or cause you problems. But, you know, sometimes you come home and you wonder, gee, why do I got all these ants in my house, you know, or why do I have a rat or mice or something or things like that. Weird things happen and you just, don't understand what's going on. Well, it's because the dark side is using that particular life form to get at you, okay? So this is why that's listed on that clearing. Also on the webpage, we have the different types of healing energies. Well, use the word people, okay? And so these people that you see, like Krishna or, you know, the light being, different energies like that that's listed there, are from the light ship initially. Now, sometimes you might look at something and say, gee, you know, I heard stories about this particular person or something, and I didn't like what I heard or whatever. Well, they're pure sources on the light ship. What they brought down to the earth plane here, like we'll say, let's just say Krishna, for instance. Maybe you heard something negative about it, or you don't like that particular religion, or, you know, that particular being because you heard something negative about it, okay? Or you don't like the following of that religion. Well, their true essence is on the light ship. What the person brought down here to this planet may have got altered, okay? And so in that process, you might not think that this divine source is going to help you because of the religious teachings that they brought forward, okay? And so just know this is pure energy coming from these beings. They're going to be maybe a little different because they will give the flavor of maybe their personality a little bit as they were on the earth plane. But to me, they're all the same because they're all light beings. But to people who have the energies brought to them, you might feel a change or a little difference on it. But remember, just working through your belief system. What happens sometimes with people is when I do clearings, they like one energy more than another, and that's because maybe there's a little bit of judgment in there, or they're lacking some of that divine energy, so the energy actually flows in stronger to them. And then once they get balanced out, then it works better, and they may all feel the same. But it looks like our show is kind of coming to a close. So that healing is a wonderful healing. You try it out for $10 a week, and you might feel, you can put probably people in there too if you have somebody who's bugging you. And I better get off because the time is going by very quickly. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Our next show is Friday on station number 2, 5 minutes before this show starts. So blessings, everybody. Good night.
Blessings, everyone. Sorry our time is up. It just blew by so fast. We'll see you on Friday and enjoy the beautiful divine energy. Good night.
Good night, an 8-hour call this Sunday.